Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining us again in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness, singing the songs and telling the stories of people of America and our local communities, Larry Long, recording the songs and stories and sounds of our cities, communities, and neighborhoods, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning we honor the 38 Dakota Patriots who were hung by Lincoln's decree the day after Christmas in the year of 1862.
Christmas time, think about those who have died crucified. In the city of Makoto, Mankato, back in the year of 1862, during the Civil War, Lincoln decreed the blacks would be free, but they hung 38 Dakota in the city of Makoto, Mankato. And I listened to the rippling wind blow across the island, listen to the elders speak of the young ones a-dying. Shall we die like the buffalo? We ask of you, grandfather. Shall we run like water in the rain, in the land of many waters? Water in the rain. Shaw, Shakopee, Little Crow, Big Eagle. Blanket pulled over their eyes beneath the churchyard steeple. $20 million acres of land sold for $3 million. Worthless as a rope of sand dangling from the ceiling. In the year of 51, placed on a reservation. By the winter of 61, dying of starvation. The government gives the trader our money. Standing outside his doid grass, if you're hungry, down upon the trader's line, death came without warning. He could not dodge. He grasped the very morning. 50 years of robbery, 50 years of intimidation, 50 years of bribery brought a war between nations. like the buffalo. We ask of you, Grandfather, shall we run like water in the rain?
Dornica, ta duta, ta oyate, hihashira koyagmani, maza bobdu, wahpe duta, sdodieshni, khdaya mani, tate miaya, khdaya iankaha, doansa, hepa. Shunkaska Tukashitku Ichahadamani Ite Duta Kabadecha Hepi Mahpia Akanaji Hanke Dakota Chaske Hanke Dakota Tategara He Inkpa Hanke Dakota Nampeshni Wakantanka Tukashitku Ikiranaji Ma Ka Akanaji Wakute Wiyayamani Aichaha Hotaniku Chetan Hunku Chanka Hada Hadaya Hihuda Oyate aku, Huema upi, Wakia chistina, Tate dihuni.
Yeah.
and a memory. Seldom would we travel. By day down the streets of Makoto, years of bitterness, a commemoration for the 38, for the Santi Nation. Scarlet beneath blue, them tears came upon. Shall we die like the buffalo? We ask of you, Grandfather. Shall we run like water in the rain in the land of many waters? Water in the rain. Water in the rain. Water in the rain. Water in the rain.
The following was written by naturalist and cultural historian Ron Miles. Placing the Santi Dakota Nation on reservations for the first time in 1851 was an act of cultural genocide. A mere decade thereafter, deprived of the freedom of the hunt, this ancient people stared starvation in its grim face. In August of 1862, they began a final defense of the Dakota Oyate, the long road to Wounded Knee. When the wars of August were quelled, 303 Dakota were marked for the gallows. President Lincoln, in commuting the sentences of all but 38, paved the way for the largest mass execution in United States history one day after Christmas. Within this recording of Water in the Rain, you can hear the voice of respected Dakota elder Amos Owen praying in Dakota. The following is the English translations of his prayer. Grandfather, I come to you this day on my humble way to offer my prayers for the 38 Dakota who perished in Mankato in the year of 1862. To the west, I pray to the Horse Nation, and to the north, I pray to the Elk people. To the east, I pray to the Buffalo Nation, and to the south, the Spirit people. To the heavens, I pray to the Great Spirit, and to the Spotted Eagle, and below, I pray to Mother Earth to help us in this time of reconciliation. Grandfather, I offer these prayers in my humble way to all my relations. Homotakwiase to all my relations. Following this prayer, you hear Amos Owen recite the names of the 38 who were hung 159 years ago. The Dakota names are translated in English as follows. One who forbids his house. Scarlet Otter. His people. One who walks clothed in owl's feathers. Iron Blower. I came. Tinkling water. Rattling water. second-born child, one who walks by his grandfather, broken to pieces, the tip of the horn, fearless, one who shoots as he walks to grow upon, returning clear voice, elder hawk, near the woods, sudden rattle. He brings the people. He comes for me, one who jealously guards his home, great mystery or great spirit, firstborn child, singer, windmaker, white dog, little thunder, mixed blood, scarlet leaf, white man, scarlet face, one who stands on the earth, one who stands cloaked in stone, wind comes home, one who stands on a cloud, cut nose. Homotakwease to all my relations.
Larry, we all have sacred people in our lives, and I know that Elder Amos Owen was that person for you. Could you please recount how Amos has influenced and shaped your life and your work?
Amos Owen was one of the most amazing people that I have ever known in my entire life. Amos Owen was a World War II veteran, Dakota. He was in those terrible camps in the Philippines and the Pacific during World War II, where he was treated terribly and was told, in fact, that because of how he was treated, that him and his wife, Ione, may never possibly have any children. But the doctors were wrong. And he had several sons and daughters who have followed in his footsteps. Back in 1981, when I was organizing the Mississippi River Revival, building a campaign to try to clean up that great river that gives us all life through this Mississippi River Valley, I was told about a man named Amos Owen who has sweat ceremonies down in Prey Island, which is a Dakota settlement on the upper Mississippi River. And I was invited into his lodge. And the moment I arrived, Amos said, "I've been waiting for you. I was told that you would be coming, and I'm so grateful you're here." And Amos's sweat lodge, his vision were the four directions, you know, to the black nation to the west, the red nation to the north, the yellow nation to the east, and the white nation to the south. And he ran a sweat lodge as a lodge of reconciliation between all nations. He felt that was his calling, and he followed that calling. And when one entered Amos's sweat lodge in prayer, you would find people of all nations, of all religions, praying together for reconciliation on this earth. In the town of Makoto or Mankato, Minnesota, after that hanging by Lincoln's decree in 1862, the Dakota people would never travel by day through Mankato. They would only travel by night. And there was an elder from Mankato, a white man, who felt it was time to maybe build a bridge of reconciliation and healing. He walked all the way from Mankato to the island of Prey Island, north of Red Wing, and asked Amos if he would be willing to assist in building this bridge of reconciliation between the Dakota Nation and the white people of Mankato. And Amos Owen agreed. And within that calling, Amos Owen asked me to write this song, "Water in the Rain." Him and his wife, Ione, and it took a lot of deep reflection. And it was actually right before Christmas, back in the 1980s, when I wrote the song that was sitting on my typewriter. And my father had passed away the day after Christmas, and that was part of the emotion that I felt about writing this song because of the loss of my own father that gave me great empathy for the Dakota Nation. And as I was sitting on my typewriter, I looked up on the wall, and there was a spider that was walking right across above me. And I looked at it, and then I watched it walk around the corner. And as soon as it disappeared, the melody came to me, and the words came flooding through me. And I wrote the song, performed it for Amos, and with Amos's blessing, we then recorded it together exactly how he wanted it to be. Amos Owen, in fact, married my wife and I with the pipe below Trempealeau Mountain. And we were married by the pipe of Amos Owen and my son Jacob, our first born child between Jacqueline and I. His middle name is Amos. Jacob Amos Keith, and Keith is the middle name of my father and my middle name. And so that's the story in brief about Blessed Amos Owen of the Dakota people.
There's a wonderful refrain that I learned from Sister Thea Bowman, who was a bridge builder between cultures, and she would sing out, "Take off your shoes, you stand on holy ground. Larry Long, you have walked barefoot, carefully and humbly, into the lives of other people, told us their stories, and sang us their songs in their melody and language. For this, we are all grateful."
Hope's eternal spring will make justice reign. Truth will prevail. Is it you or I in jail? Beauty all around. Love will lay hatred down. You can throw me in the hole, but you can never break my soul. My love, it grows and grows, with the eagle it does soar. Beauty all around, love will lay hatred down. Thank you.
for joining us this morning, and may we all recommit ourselves to working for peace and all good.
It's often said that those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. In these times in which we are living now, perhaps we as a nation need to take the time to look back and learn from our past mistakes so we can build a better future for our children of all nations. Homotakwease, thank you very much for listening, and thank you for all that you do.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.